Monday, Ephesus part 2. And here, as everywhere, Paul entered the synagogue, we read in chapter 19, verse 8, and spoke boldly there for 3 months, arguing persuasively about the kingdom of God. But some of them became obstinate. They refused to believe. And so Paul left them. He took the disciples with him and had discussions daily in the lecture hall of Tyrannus. And this went on for 2 years, so that all the Jews and Greeks who lived in the province of Asia heard the word of the Lord. Nowhere else Paul stayed for such a long time. In the end, 3 years. 3 years he stayed there. And there in Ephesus, mighty things happened. There was a silversmith named Demetrius. He made silver shrines of Artemis, was an idol. And this brought in no little business for the craftsmen. So it was a good bargain. And he called the craftsmen together, along with the workmen in related trades, and said, "Man, you know, we receive a good income from the business, don't we?" And you see and hear how this fellow Paul has convinced and led astray large numbers of people here in Ephesus. He says that man-made gods are no gods at all. Paul made a summary, you see? Man-made gods, no gods. Easy to understand for everybody, even for a person who doesn't know very much from life. Man-made gods, no gods. Now, they had recognized, discovered, the longer Paul is here, the less bargain we have. And when Demetrius went on speaking, they were full of anger, and a riot broke out, and they ran to the theater. I've seen this place. 25,000 seating possibilities are there. 25,000. So this was a big, big city, Ephesus. And they all ran together, thousands of people. And they cried and cried and cried. And when they were there, you could hear them shouting, "Great is the Artemis of Ephesus." And the assembly was in confusion. Some were shouting one thing, some another. Most of the people did not even know why they were there. But they were there because there were so many there. And then the city clerk had to quiet the crowd. And he said, "Men of Ephesus, doesn't all the world know that the city of Ephesus is the guardian of the temple of the great Artemis and of her image, which fell from heaven?" Such a nonsense. "Therefore, since these facts are undeniable," he says, "you ought to be quiet and not do anything rash. You have brought these men here, friends of Paul, so they have neither robbed temples nor blasphemed our goddess. If then Demetrius and his fellow craftsmen have a grievance against anybody, the courts are open. There are proconsuls. The Romans will manage. Now, go home, be quiet. But afterwards, the disciples persuaded Paul to leave. It had been too dangerous to stay there any longer for him.